I hoped that things would be different when we went to college. I guess I should have known better. You were always around me. You even hovered over me at the fraternity rushing party. The older brother who knew all the ropes and was determined that his kid brother should be treated right.
All right.
Oh, you're Winslow's brother, aren't you?
That's right.
He's a great guy, that Robin.
That's supposed to be news?
Well, I just meant that you ought to be proud of him.
Who said I wasn't? I'm fully aware that he's the fastest man on the track team, the best-looking actor in the Shakespeare Club, and the sharpest debater in the whole darn state.
Hi, Dick. How's everything, Johnny?
Hi, Robin. Well, I'll be seeing you.
So long, Dick. What's the matter, Johnny? You look sort of down. Don't you like the fraternity?
I'm not going to join, Robin. Of course, they may not ask me to, but even if they do, I won't join.
Oh, sure they'll ask you. You're my brother, aren't you? I'd like to see them not ask you. Why, I'd quit this fraternity so fast.
Please, Robin, don't do me any more favors. You were right, Robin. They did ask me. But, like you said, I was your brother. So what else could they do? And in spite of what I had said, I accepted. Still, I was never really one of them. I was tolerated only because of you. And then, just this spring, something happened that made me really happy for the first time. I met Kathy. You know what a wonderful girl she is, don't you, Robin? We used to take long walks together down by the lake, Kathy and I.
Look at that little sliver of a moon.
You want it?